Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us so we may see all from within. From the West, House of Transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. south, house of the eternal sun. May right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. Above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. Below, house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya. A ma ho. Thank you.
Remix. You got me out of my head, you got me like zoning. Running and jumping and flying over oceans. Spreading my wings, coasting in devotion. With heavenly beings through the cosmos. And all of the things that you're saying are mysterious. And I'm mystery no more, trying to wait no more, I've been serious. You got me to the point people saying I'm delirious. Gone out of mind. You got me going off the atmos. Sphere, my dear, gone off the atlas. My mind been blown, flown off the axis. I can't be found, gone off the chat list. I'm out there, Isla, posted in the pyramids. I'm flying higher and higher, on my way to Sirius. Y'all's domain, we brain victorious. The beat so plush, sound luxurious. Now I be single, the whole body full of life. When we bumping and singing, the whole party be feeling right. We bumping and tingle, whole body be feeling bright. Let's continue on to the mind.
You got me, I don't know why. You got me floating through the sky. You got me stuck, I don't know what. You got me gone. You got me gone, I don't know how. You got me vibing to this sound. You got me stuck, I don't know what. You got me gone. You got me gone.
Trance, you got me straight dazing. Type of love to make me say you got me going crazy. So amazing, yo, it's so amazing. I'm floating away, grace meditation. All of the things people saying are so mystical. And I'm a street no more, chilling with yoga, I'm doing rituals. You got me open, Holy Spirit, do the miracles. Going out of my mind. Got me going through the quasars. I can't be found, I'm so off the radar. Traveling the six moons and them great stars. Aurora Borealis, straight to Shambhala. Praises to the Most High, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Astral traveling, spiraling to Addis Ababa. On the holy grounds, making rounds around the Kaaba. All of my homies be like, B, you don't kick it no more. And here's the one jetty, or ain't a medi, under the sycamore. Tapping into Nibiru, the Bora mothership is showing. It don't take couple of steady, the sea, the ships is cyclical.
You got me going and flowing through the ice, ice. You got me open and focusing my inner eye, eye. So go, so go. You got me going and flowing and floating to the ice, ice. You got me open and focusing my inner eye, eye. So go, so go. You got me going, I don't know why. You got me floating to the sky. You got me. I don't know what. You got me gone. You got me gone, I don't know how. You got me vibing to this sound. You got me stuck, I don't know what. You got me gone. You got me gone. You got me going and flowing and floating through the ice, ice. You got me open and focusing my inner eye, eye. You got me going and flowing and floating to the ice, ice. You got me open and focusing my inner eye, eye. So go, so go.
Gone, yay. Come with me, baby, I got so many things to show ya. See the world through the eyes of a peaceful soldier. You got me going like the Mars rover. I'm just getting started, baby, this is far from over.
You got me going and floating to the ice, ice. You got me open and focusing my inner eye, eye. Go, 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 go.
Yeah. We don't need no fast car to go far. Her love galactic, like planets, comets, and quasars. Illuminated reflections, sun, moon, stars. A serious connection, sticky like La Brea tar. I smell that sweet sensual fragrance around your neck. You pull your hair back and make me bust a slight sweat. I keep my cool, I ain't no fool, this is a lover's game. You feel me too, we keep it true, check out my Cupid aim. Every time we spend time, it's like the first time. When you are gone, it's like I can't get you out my mind. Yeah, you fine, but that's not why I'm gone, cutie. Whether soulmate or twin flame, we were meant to be. Focus your energy, let my voice soothe thee. From your roots all the way up to ecstasy. I'm in my yacht, and that's what we'll forever be. Living on vibrational energy.
You got me going, I don't know why. You got me floating through the sky. You got me stuck, I don't know what. You got me gone. You got me going, I don't know how. You got me vibing to this sound. You got me stuck, I don't know what. You got me gone.
I guarantee to alter your thinking. I guarantee to alter your thinking. Let's build something new, you and I. There's nothing to it if we all give it a try. In this possibilities is our reality. Favorable results is the fruit-bearing seed. We all need to cooperate in a spirit motivated by a positive mental attitude. Expanding our success consciousness, longitude and attitude. Prove we have what it takes to make it. Discipline and self-determination. I'm down, who's with me? Let's be the next heroes of our communities. The recently most talked about of the century. There's a place I know I was destined to be. To take hold of strongholds and shape life existing. I guarantee to alter your thinking. I guarantee to alter your thinking. I guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking. That's why I'm willing to stake my whole existence on bringing my goals to fruition. It's my mountain, I'm climbing. You'll either see me at the top waving or dead on the sidelines. I'm trying, never denying my place. We're not being productive, these are bitter tastes. Won't be satisfied with results mediocre. And when my goals are reached, I extend my reach to teach myself to free my mind. I am the one who believes me, as a man has so calculated within himself. So is he, please be the one who inspires me or leave me. Greatness is my call and I feel it pulse from within. 10 men with the heart of a 10 man couldn't stop my yearning for earning. Our doubts, the flames of my burning desire crystallized into reality. With alternative thinking, I guarantee to alter your thinking. I guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking. You think big, well I think bigger. It's time to break free, that which brings us much closer to reality. If not, I'll live my whole life in dreams. Pure imagination, but possessing enough willpower to change these nations. Don't think like sinners, I'll rectify. Make us all think like winners. Elect me, don't hate me, love me and learn from me. I guarantee, magically, I guarantee to alter your thinking. I guarantee to alter your thinking. I guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking. Would you believe I just altered your thinking? Would you believe we just altered your thinking? I guarantee to alter your thinking. We guarantee to alter your thinking.
All right. Hopefully we've sorted out our technical challenges here on Sound Synchronicity. It's always an adventure when dealing with internet radio and wireless technology. That track there was our good brother Gagne, entitled Alternative Thinking. He guarantees to alter our thinking, no doubt. And prior to that, we had the track called Gone from our good brother Bilal Samadhi, featuring Brother Gagne. So this brother's obviously been very creative, keeping it beautiful. So giving thanks to all the listeners, my man Rich Bella in the chat room helping us out, making sure that listeners out there can actually tune in to what we're attempting to do here on Sound Synchronicity. So we give thanks for the support coming from all directions. At the top of the show, I was talking about the proto-telepathy of the Internet. Obviously, we don't want to rely on proto-telepathy for our communication. We want to make the shift into authentic telepathy, which each of us have the capacity to use. So we're going to use this as a transitional tool. So we certainly, again, give thanks for you tuning in to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. My brother Gagne, you're in the house. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Much appreciation. Thanks for having me, Brother Makua. Happy to be here. Happy to put that link out to my Twitter list and all my Facebook family.
Okay. Family.
Yep.
Most definitely. But I tell you what I want to do, because I don't know. I know I was coming in and out when I was reading the energy for the day. So I like to always set the tone. I want to make sure that it does come across so people can actually hear it and receive it. So with that, I'm just going to say that today, according to Natural Time, the Dream Spell Count, which is an alternative perspective on timing as we're altering our thinking, today is called Kin 169. It's referred to as the Red Cosmic Moon, and the energy for the day states, I endure in order to purify, transcending flow. I seal the process of universal water with the cosmic tone of presence. I am guided by the power of space. There's a lot in that, man, because you're flowing right there, first of all, and we're enduring this technical mishap in order to continue to purify our consciousness by raising the vibration. There's a lot happening in that. So we're in this flow. We're in this creative energy, and just certainly giving thanks. And I'd like to also point out to people that this calendar that we're referring to is referred to as the 13-moon calendar, because it's literally 13 moons, 28 days for each moon. When you do the math on that, 13 times 28 is 364, which is a very perfected flow as far as time as a frequency is concerned. So you find, compared with the Gregorian calendar, where one month has 28 days, and then every 4 years, 29, and the others are 30 and 31, kind of here and there, sporadically, there's a different type of a frequency that's actually created. So when you're considering building a house, you want to have an exact measure. You don't want to have an erratic measure, otherwise your foundation is going to be erratic. Now, we can certainly see from the ways of the world that's been based on this Gregorian commercial timing system for so many years, it's really based in tax collection. That's the origin of the global civil standard that we call the Gregorian calendar. It's tax collection calendars of Julian Rome, Julius Caesar. So here we find ourselves at this most important pivotal moment of shifting consciousness, where we've been so blessed and so fortunate with people who've come to this planet to help clarify and alter our thinking. So I'm just so grateful that we can continue that flow of energy tonight with our good brother Gagne. Now, just let me ask you a question. Let's just go right into it. How is it that you got involved with Brother Bilal on that first track, Gone? I'm loving your verse in that, by the way.
You know, I grew up listening to his music and his brothers and, you know, all my sisters and growing up. And a lot of the young people in our neighborhood knew them when they were, you know, with the former group growing up, the boys. And so you know, I always thought those are some cool brothers doing their thing, and they were young and making music at a young age. And so, you know, it's just a lot. It's just like a lot of things and a lot of people when I was younger. I always thought, yeah, I'll meet that cat one day, you know. And we were at a conference in Long Beach, Leaders Causing Leaders. And I met him there, and Brother Rich Bella introduced me to Bilal, and from there, you know, he said, hey, we got to build one day. So, we talk on Facebook, and what's interesting about that track is he sent it to me, and I listened to it, And I was like, oh yeah, I gotta be on this. I gotta put a verse on this. And I recorded it with a professional recording app on my iPad. And I sent it back to him, and he mixed it. So, you know, we do have these hiccups sometimes with technology, but it also shows that we can collaborate with others using it. And that's exactly what we did. And it was just, you know, like we were in the studio together recording it. But it's a very powerful song. It has a lot of powerful harmonics and good energy in it. And when we first did it, it was almost like I wasn't a part of the song. Like, I listened to it so much, like it could have been anybody. And I was just, you know, real happy and feeling real bliss to be a part of that project.
Absolutely. Well, I know anything coming from the Sons of Light, from Sunland Music, from our brother Bilal Samadi, is definitely going to be high resonance for sure. So totally appreciate hearing you on a track with my brother Bilal. It's always a blessing. And I want to let people out there know that they can actually check this song out. I'm going to put it in the chat room as well, but they can go ahead and download a copy of that track just to have it in their own collection and support the brother's good music by checking out his Bandcamp page, BilalSamadhi.bandcamp.com. It's on the String Theory album. I love that title because I know he produced that album based around guitar. Each of the songs were initiated using guitar, so I thought that was a brilliant idea. So it's a real pleasure to see you show up on that track, number 6, entitled Gone. So the other song, now Alternative Thinking. Now I'm feeling that right there. That thing, I'm loving that. So tell me a little bit more about that right there.
Alternative Thinking. I wrote some of the lyrics first, and I created the track for that. And I wanted to make a track that was motivational. It was almost like a motivational speaker speaking, but using hip hop and spoken word poetry and music that sounded like a music score. And just wrap it all in together, you know, and it was just I really had fun with it, and I was talking to myself on that. I was like, you know, motivate myself, and then, you know, I would play it for people, and they would get motivated by it also. So I was like, hey, let me just spread that around. It it's kind of what I do. I write for myself a lot, but then I share it with my fam. And others get inspired by it. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Definitely. I know that you, for one, have been able to use the technology of the internet, Twitter, Facebook, forums like this, social networks like this, to certainly inspire and help people clarify consciousness. Because right now there's a lot of things coming at us. There's a lot of confusion that's promoted through the media. A lot of fear is oftentimes interjected, and we're not even conscious of it. But you've been able to use your art and your gift of communication to really help bring clarity for people. I mean, I'm one of those folks who's certainly been a recipient or, you know, able to benefit from the inspiration that you share. And you say even and some of the things I've seen out there, that I am inspiration. So I know you actually live that, you declare it, and it is so. I want to share something with you. You shared with me in terms of describing you a little bit, because I think this is profound. I'm just going to go ahead and read it. In your own words, it says, and this is from your Facebook page, right? It says, we are infinite beings. Absolute infinity is within you and I. It is preserved over space and time and through transformation. It is proven mathematically, mayat, thematically, by Dr. Gabriel Oyibo in his Dagut equation, or G-A-G-U-T, Dagut. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that. But either way, in that equation, which is G-I-J dot J equals zero, everyone and everything in the seen universe is a manifestation of the mind of G-O-D, which is divine source energy. That source energy is in each and every one of us. Know your divine self. Eternity is within you. Infinite love, family, on this beautiful day, I see you. So I certainly give thanks for you sharing that energy with us. And as you always end a lot of your quotes with I see you, just certainly recognizing that inherent oneness, that relationship there. So you are altering our thinking in that way. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, because these words are very powerful, and I know every word has meaning. I know that you weigh them out carefully, like my art, naturally. So
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, I know also today you set something out there. I just wanted to share with people as well, looking for 444 people who still believe the dreams do come true. Tell us a little bit about that. Speak about that.
You know, I started that group and on Facebook just to see how many adults within my social network circle would join a page like that. And, you know, interesting thing, I'm going to go off course or road for just a second and I'll come back. But I have personally seen a shift in consciousness and felt and sensed a shift in consciousness amongst people on this earth and people within my own circle over the last several years. And I say the shift in consciousness is online and offline. And I do things like that sometimes just to see, you know, where my other selves are, you know, because we are each other's other selves. And that equation that Dr. Oyibo came up with, it actually says that mathematically, you know, the one source, the divine, the all, as it spread out, all the essence that's within that one divine source is in everything that appears, that's seen and unseen. So, you know, I put these messages out sometimes and to see where everybody in my circle is at currently. So I started that group on Facebook, and I originally started saying that I wanted to see if there were 333 people who still believe that dreams can come true. And it got up to 333. Then I increased the number to 444. And it did briefly get to 444. It dipped below it to about 439 members right now.
Okay.
But it shows that there are still some dreamers out there, and I believe that is a good thing, because we have to continue to dream. We have to continue to use our imagination. And I firmly believe as we continue to dream and live the dream, then the actions become automatic. Everything is energy. We're all energy. Everything, if anybody that's listening to this right now, if you just look around you right now at everything around you, everything is energy. It's dynamic energy, even if it looks like it's still, it's moving. And everything around you and within you, and it's divine energy. The one source is in us all. It's in every atom. It's in every quark and lepton that's within your body. And energy behaves in certain ways. And for us to continue to create and recreate our world, we have to continue to dream. If we get stuck and not dream and just look at what is and what's in front of us all the time, you know, and sometimes we do have to work with what is just in front of us, but if we always do that, then we'll get stuck in a certain so-called reality. But as we continue to dream and use our imagination and visualize, we will create our world and recreate our world energetically first, and then the act ions, which is, you know, actions, will physically change the world also. And I'm not talking about changing the world as far as, you know, the world is a horrible place, we all need to change it. I'm talking about it in a sense that we are all creators. It's dynamic. We're supposed to do this. You know, we're supposed to engage in the fun of this, of creating and recreating our world. So I created that group to see, you know, where folks were at in my circle, and I have to say, there are things when I wrote that song Alternative Thinking a while back, and when I wrote it, people would tell me literally, I like the way it sounds, I love the beat, it's positive and upbeat, but I don't know what you're talking about, you know, and as far as the circle that I've built around me, and not even the circle I built around me, but just what I hear on a day-to-day basis, that type of thinking is prevalent amongst many people, mm-hmm. and it's growing. So I'm real mm-hmm. excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a awakening happening. You know, I mean, speaking of dreams, you know, the show focuses on helping people understand the signature of their nature or their natural purpose. What does this mean for people? It means, okay, everything in creation has a signature, an imprint, if you will, on its purpose and destiny. Now, you specifically happen to be the blue overtone hand, kin number 187. Each of these 260 different signatures, the beauty of it is they're equally profound. And yet, without any one of them, the entire system would fail. So you can't remove any one of them. They're all equally important. And what I do find is the accuracy with which they actually show up. Now, your signature represents radiance and empowerment. Now, you as a motivational speaker, a writer, an artist, you are doing just that. You're radiating your energy for the purpose of healing, and there's accomplishment in that. All of that is contained in your signature specifically, so I know that it's very relevant and certainly accurate from what I know. And obviously it's more about piquing a person's own intuition, their own inner knowing, because nobody knows Gagne better than Gagne, obviously.
Right.
So I just certainly find it remarkable to see the relevancy, the synchronicities that do arise. And as you say, more and more people around you are making this shift. They're riding this wave. And if not, hopefully the more effort that we put out through creativity will inspire others to come to their own place of recognition, because it is about self-empowerment, self-motivation, self-initiation in regard to the whole. We're not obviously here in isolation. We're here as part of a concerted effort, and a lot of people are waking up to the oneness of that. And I really appreciate that quote, and particularly with that you know, the idea of the mathematical awareness of the divinity, looking at the equation as it's presented in that statement by Dr. Oyibo. And it's interesting because it brings to mind another such mathematical statement that says T factored by E equals art. That's referred to as the law of time. So T represents time or synchronicity, factored by or multiplied by E, which you'll appreciate is energy, right? Or anything of the material phenomena, anything of the material phenomena. As you told people, look around you, everything we see, everything we are, that we can actually experience is energy. And then T factored by E equals art. So art is actually the outcome of factoring synchronicity and matter, that you actually have art, or in other words, beauty, that everything is lending itself to creating beauty. And that's the awareness of consciousness that's in tune to nature, because nothing in nature is actually ugly. Everything in nature is inherently beautiful. And so that's the invitation for people also in beginning to explore and step into a greater expression of their creative purpose in being here. I want to ask you really quickly, because we have a few more minutes with you, I want to ask you to speak a little bit more to the energy of money, because I know you do reference that in some of your posts to help bring a greater perspective for people, that we can really begin to end money as energy, because I know that's one of the things that tends to challenge us, looking at money and the challenge with money and the appearance of not having enough and any of that. What is some helpful insight that you can provide listeners relative to money and how we best work with that energy?
All right, here's a couple of things. I'll start with defining it. what it is, and then I'll go into the natural cycles that affect us as individuals, you know, because we're part of the whole, but then we have an individual program that's within us that allows us to experience certain things so that we can go back and report to the whole. So money is basically moon energy. Money is a reflection of source energy. It can be likened to just like we have this wonderful alignment going on right now with Jupiter and Venus and the moon. And a lot of people can go right outside and see it. The sun is illuminating the moon, and we get that energy from the moon. We can pull certain energy from the sun in the daytime, and then in the nighttime we can also pull in that lunar energy. Well, money is a reflection of the creativity of society as a whole. There are people that try to do funny stuff with money and, you know, and use it as an instrument of debt and those type of things. But, you know, those things are good to be aware of, but it's not the best to focus on. Now, when we view money as a medium of exchange, that's when it gets better for many of us who are, you know, having hiccups with money. And that's how we should view it. We should view it as a reflection of the energy, creative output, even if we're creating a product, something, some craft work with our hands, and we go to sell it. That's the word that most people use, but basically it's an exchange of energy. If you're putting it out there and someone would like to take that item home with them, then you exchange energy for it. And that energy could be in the form of Federal Reserve notes. It could be pieces of gold, pieces of silver, pieces of copper. It can be for in exchange for another work of art. It could be, you know, all kinds of things that you can exchange for it. I recently did an exchange with a real cool person that has his name is Dr. Nabhat Rule, who makes these awesome energetic pyramids, and they have all these awesome stones in it and gold flakes in it, and it's a prosperity pyramid. And I did an iPhone app for him in exchange for the pyramid. So that's an energy exchange right there, you know. And,
he's going to be a guest on the show too.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I love what he's doing, too. He's doing some amazing things. But those pyramids, I say get one from him. It works. Of course, you put your own intent and energy into it, but it works. You know, the energy builds and it fills your home with the prosperity that you invite into your home. But if you look at money as a reflection of creative energy, then I guarantee you you more than likely have less hang-ups about money, because of a lot of us folks who are creative, a lot of us artists, you know, we do have those hang-ups because we're like, this is my creativity, this is my baby, I'm creating this thing, I don't necessarily want to sell it for money. However, you want to put it out there so other people can enjoy it. So in order to do that, then, and allow you to keep doing your art, supporting yourself, because we all spend money daily, whether we want to or not, then we allow us to keep the flow going. And money is energy, and there's all these little trick words that's associated with money that if we pay attention to, we'll know that the money that we have in our pockets that's issued by governments, it's a spell. It's a money spell. I mean, it's called currency. Energy flows in the current. When you know how energy works, like electricity is repelled from the negative and it's attracted to the positive. You notice on the, you know, mainstream news, they'll come on the news and scare you about something. Oh, this new thing is out and you got to run down to the store and get this new shot or whatever. And people run down there and pay for it or pay for all this medicine. It's that being repelled from the negative, then attracted to the solution, the positive. So they use these things on people, you know, and they they're caught into this whole negative aspect of generating income, and it works. It's possibly not going to work for too much longer because the energy is changing in the galactic plane where we are in the solar system, in the universe. So it's going to be a different energy that's going to attract currency that's going to be here real soon. And it's good for people to start practicing new money habits right now so that when it comes, these folks that's used to generating currency on fear and it's not going to work anymore, they're not going to know what to do. But
absolutely.
That, you know.
Wow, that's profound.
Yeah, and if you look on the back, you take in the United States, look on the back of a dollar, and you see all of these words, and you got to remember every word, every letter is a sigil, every word is a spell. You know, that's why you taught how to spell in school, and that's what's on the money. So it's a reason why it just slips out of your hand and it goes back to the source of those who created it. You know, that's what energy does. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the source. So what you put out, you get back. What you got to know how to do is change the energy of the currency and the money that you get so you become the source. So it'll come back to you. It'll circulate back to you. And those
sounds
are the
like transmutation right there.
Right, right. And there's certain techniques and certain meditations and things that a person can do to, you know, to use that mental alchemy and those internal energies to alter that spell so you become the source.
Okay.
Ashe.
Well, I tell you what, we have very little time yet together on the show, but I want to do a little review of what you're saying because you're sharing a lot of powerful information right now. So money is moon energy. Let's pay attention then because we're also dealing with the idea that time is art. We're shifting, transmuting this energy from time as money, essentially, which has been a falsified version of taking and making debt out of our creative currency. And shifting, transmuting into the fact that our creative energy is the value. So time is art. Time is not money. Time is art. This is a part of the transmutation for people. Let's look at today's energy also. We're talking about red cosmic moon. So money is moon energy, 13 moon synchronicity calendar relative to the creative flow that's actually quite even when you deal with creativity, building the foundation for your home, like I said a little while ago. And then also looking at that alignment of Jupiter and Venus that's happening right now. For people who know astronomy, they understand also the metaphysical reality that Jupiter is the magnification, it's the enlarging of any energy. So that energy could be positive, negative, what have you, but the fact is Jupiter is going to magnify it, and it's in this alignment. Venus represents the creativity, the feminine nature. And the 13 moon calendar is also based on a 28-day cycle, the feminine cycle, fertility cycle of creation and birth. So then we're looking at the moon, we're looking at the moon, okay, we're looking at the universal water, which is indicated in today's signature as I seal the process of universal water. One thing about water, it's always returning home. It's always returning to source. So similarly, as you just said, this energy, it's always returning to its source, which in this case can be us if we so choose, because we can put ourselves in the position of source in relationship to that to transform this energy that's otherwise being usurped and abused, but we can shift that with consciousness. There's nothing more than that right now, the power of our thoughts. And I want to just share one affirmation that you also share with people that I think is really profound. And it's something that people need to say early and often. And I'll say it and share it with folks right now. I am healthy, wealthy, prosperous, and abundant, mentally, spiritually, and physically. I am one with health, wealth, prosperity, and abundance, mentally, spiritually, and physically. I easily manifest health, wealth, prosperity, and abundance for myself and others. I easily manifest health, wealth, prosperity, and abundance within myself and others. Feel it. Meditate. Embrace the energy. I see you. In the words of Gagne. So, brother, I tell you what. We give supreme thanks for your time and your presence on Sound Synchronicity. For folks that want to get in touch with you, I'm going to encourage them to facebook.com, right, /GAGNEZ.
Correct.
Is that one? That's one way. And then also, if folks would like to participate in the open group on Facebook, I bet I can find 444 adults who still believe that dreams can come true. I encourage people to do that. And there are 439 members as of this moment. Please be encouraged out there. If you're listening to this show, go and join that group, because it's a part of a collective consciousness, and through sympathetic resonance, we're going to raise this whole planet. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to thank you again, my brother, for being on the show, and I'm going to actually ask you to come back again, because I know there are many other things you have to share with folks, and we can really take a whole show to explore this concept and the energy surrounding currency, surrounding creative source energy, that people do call money, that we'll now call moon energy. It's a reflection of the creative source itself. So good, thanks, my friend.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to get together and do this again and do some other things. Because I just wanted to say that there is what I found, you know, using Dr. Oyibo's equation, there's a natural pulse, a natural frequency that runs through the planet. And each one of us, we have our own energy signature. And just like the galactic signature with the 13 month moon calendar helps you to find that galactic signature. We individually have our own energetic signature, and there are certain times within our lives that we're more prosperous financially than others. There are certain months, there are certain times of day, and using that formula, I found that every person has this pulse. And we have to get together and talk about that, and even, you know, get together and discuss that further with you and I. And
most definitely. We certainly will. We certainly will do that very thing right there, my friend. Well, I tell you again, thank you, Brother Gagne, for joining us on Sound Synchronicity tonight. And we look forward to connecting with you soon. Again, for listeners, facebook.com/Gagne, G-A-G-N-E-Z. Be sure to go ahead, Facebook, tell them that you heard about it here on Sound Synchronicity, and we look forward to more great things coming forth from you, brother. Peace and love.
Thanks for having me.
In Lakesh, one love.
One love.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity. Indeed, one love. And this is your host, Makua Nine Kimi Ray. Stay tuned, please. We have my wonderful friend, Star Maranko, coming up here shortly to talk about her capacity as an artist, bringing the power of movement to the planet, because she's doing some wonderful things up here in the upper northwest, Vancouver, as she also does many powerful things in the southern hemisphere in the beautiful land of Peru. So we'll talk with her very shortly. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to check out some indigenous prayer music right now, a very powerful song by an Inua elder by the name of Gray Wolf. This is called Prayer for the Children of the Sun. Take a moment and breathe. The quality of breath equals the quality of life. We give thanks. One love. Not being away.
Listening to Sound Synchronicity with Makua Nine Kimi Ray.
Yes, yes, and welcome back to the show. This is Makua Ray. So happy to be here tonight. That was a powerful, powerful conversation right there. I want to send another shout out to my brother Rich Bella, who was in the chat room, leaving us with a profound quote, "Be water, my friend," from the one and only Bruce Lee. So as we speak of this currency, this movement of energy, that's a perfect transition into our next guest, a wonderful and beautiful, very special friend of mine who happens to live in the Vancouver area, and her name is Star Marenko, and I would like to welcome her in Lakesh. Star, welcome to Sound Synchronicity.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Yeah. I mean, where to really begin? We have a lot to talk about. I want to share a little bit of background information with listeners out there, because that last song we just heard was from an elder from Alaska by the name of Gray Wolf. And that's a very powerful native prayer from his people, the Inua people. Inua is a word that actually means spirit. So they recognize themselves to be spirit people, as many indigenous do. And that song I felt was very fitting because you and I happened to meet literally a decade ago this mm-hmm. year in the state of Georgia in the Cherokee Mountains for a
yeah.
very sacred gathering referred to as Beyond the Global Divide. And that was a profound time of energy transformation for many young leaders and many indigenous elders from around the world. So I know that we met in very auspicious circumstances and have had a profound friendship ever since. And I'm just so happy to continue to watch and witness you doing the work that you're doing, bringing this light and illumination to communities both in the southern and northern hemisphere through your art, through your craft of movement, and through your educating. So I just want to take the moment just to thank and honor you for continuing to do what you do, because it does matter. Every bit certainly matters. So we certainly uplift you, and we give thanks to you for being
you.
On the planet and creative while you're here. So
you.
With that, let's talk a little bit about this, because now you are a choreographer, you're a contemporary dancer, and then you are also a traditional dancer. Why don't you provide us a little bit of background for listeners so we can appreciate a bit more about your heritage and
mm-hmm.
where this passion for movement comes from.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's so wonderful to be reminded of that time 10 years ago now that we met there. And I remember speaking to Mama Audrey, a very important elder for both of us, and she was encouraging me at that time to go back to school, to continue dancing, to start dancing again, because I really had started to sort of wander off that path a little bit. And so here I am 10 years later, and my training growing up was always, you know, doing ballet and jazz and sort of the dance school thing. And it wasn't until I went back to university to get my degree in dance that I decided to focus in contemporary dance. And simultaneously at that same time, I was really connected in with a lot of a group of elders and a dance group here in Vancouver too, that were based more in traditional form. And so my my background is on my mother's side. Our family is from the Moose Cree First Nation in Northern Ontario, as well as a French Canadian from Adelville, New Brunswick. And then on my father's side is German and Poland from what used to be known as Prussia. So I have that mixed heritage, and it was really through a lot of the work that we've done with the elders and connecting back into dance where I realized that a important part for me was going to be connecting to my ancestors and to my ancestry through dance. And at the time, I had no idea other than that it was pulling me, and I was okay. That's the route to go, and so since then that's been the driving force really of my work, has been connecting to my ancestors, connecting to the land of my ancestors, to the dances, the stories, the songs, and so now as a contemporary dancer and choreographer, that's often the form that I use, the expression, but it's very much rooted in traditional Aboriginal teachings and ways of being in the room, ways of being with the other artists. And then I also, as a traditional dancer, dance with a coastal First Nations dance group, which is Gitsen, and traditional Cree dancing as well, which is more prairies and Northern Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So powerful. So powerful. So I know you have been also, as a little extension of your personal and spiritual exploration, you've been also making journey to Peru over the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that also shows up in your work. I know that dance, community, and culture tend to be the tenets that you really are inspired by, it seems. So with that, tell us a little bit about how you even came to go to Peru to begin with, because that's such a powerful thing. I mean, you're obviously thus marrying the mountains of the Vancouver region. For those who've been to Vancouver, they know the mountains, the power of the mountains is so prevalent here. And then to go also to the southern hemisphere, it's almost like the reflection of the Canadian mountains down there in Peru. Speak a little bit about Peru.
Yeah. Well, Peru, you know, I went there for my first time probably almost, I guess, 9 or 10 years ago now, and at the invitation of a friend who I'd met through a youth leadership council. His name is Puma, a very dear friend in Peru. And so I was invited to come down and thought it might be, you know, sort of trip of a lifetime, and you go there once and that would be it. But since then, I've returned probably maybe a dozen times over the last 10 years. And what's really, it's the land again that has really called me, the way that it holds you when you're there. They speak a lot about Pachamama, which is the Quechua word for Mother Earth. And you fly into Cusco and you're at 11,000 plus feet above sea level. So it's a very different, you know, altitude and environment that I'm used to coming from sea level in Vancouver. But the mountains definitely are what calls me there. And seeing how they, as a community, they're using their dances, their music, their song. It's all integrated into their lives. It's not something like here in North America, where so often we have, you know, dance that's then set on stage and you buy a ticket and you pay for it and you have a passive audience that's watching the performer on stage, and it's very separate. And there, as in many traditional Indigenous cultures around the world, it dances for everybody, from the smallest baby, even inside the mother's womb, hearing the heartbeat of the drum or the flute, you know, all the way up to the elders, that there's always a place for you to dance. There's not this idea that at a certain age you stop dancing, or that, you know, you're always moving. Even if as an elder you're drumming, there's still the movement there. And so for me, that really struck me. I think it really encouraged me to continue to find out more about my ancestors. And there's the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, which speaks, the Indigenous people in South America speak about this time that we're living in now, where the eagle, the people of the north, and the condor, the people of the south, are remembering how to fly together. And it's really key that we're not learning for the first time, because there's that, you know, it's subtle, but that we're remembering how to do this. There was a time when we used to do this where North and South America shared the teachings and the medicines, and we traveled up and down those mountain ranges. And the Andes, they believe, really start at the base of Chile and go all the way up through through South America into the States, through Colorado and up through Vancouver, all the way up to Alaska. And so they speak about this being the spine of Mother Earth. And that's something that just keeps that metaphor and that imagery keeps it's pulling me too. And that's really something that in, you know, the next year or two, I really want to start actively researching with some dancers in Peru and some dancers in Vancouver and look at what does that mean to dance the spine of the earth, to awaken the spine of the earth and, you know, within ourselves and, and within the earth.
Wow. You just said a mouthful right there. That's profound. I mean, it just causes my creative mind to go in a number of different directions. That's very, very powerful. Speaking of creativity, I'd just like to quote you, if I might, from your website, starwind.com, starwind.com, where you say, "Creativity has the power to transform and inspire us beyond our wildest dreams, to uplift, to challenge, to question, to expand. This is what I believe in. This is what I know to be true." So, ashe to that. Ashe. So the idea of dancing the spine of Mother Earth, I mean, that's a mouthful. And it's profound because our show focuses on natural time. It focuses on this idea that time is art. So here you are, you're living your art, you're living your artistic expression of movement. Now, one thing that's very interesting, that people, as they begin to learn about what's referred to as 1320 or the frequency of natural time, they actually begin to recognize that that's a combination of 13 tones, okay, galactic tones, and 20 tribes or 20 solar seals. The 13 tones represent what is literally referred to as movement. So these are 13 tones of movement. And then the 20 tribes represent measurement. So if you think about it, what's interesting is in our human body, we have 13 articulating joints. So if we consider that we have two ankles, we have two knees, two hips, we have two wrists, two elbows, two shoulders, and one neck. 13 in all, okay?
Right.
And then the 20 shows us our 20 fingers and toes that we use as our digits when we're first learning to count. Because the Maya themselves kept a vigesimal count, a count based on the number 20. So we see then, again, the relationship of 13 and 20. When you multiply 13 by 20, you get a total of 260, which is the number of signatures present in their system or their observation of how we relate to nature. Now, with that in mind, what I'd like to actually look at right now is referred to as your personal galactic signature. And I don't know if you were aware of this. You have a very interesting signature. All of them are equally interesting, of course. And when we look at synchronicity, that's what gives it meaning. So I think you'll find it quite interesting. Your kin number is the kin number 11, and you show up as the blue spectral monkey, the blue spectral monkey. Now, what's interesting about this is that blue spectral monkey also happens to be the kin of Jose Arguelles himself.
Oh, wow.
So you have the same signature as the one whom I even mentioned at the top of the show, as we always play the prayer of the seven galactic directions at the top of our show. He is the person, in relationship with a few others, responsible for actually retrieving these codes that we could even sit here today and have this conversation. So it's really quite profound as it relates to synchronicity. You, with your birthday, show up as the blue spectral monkey, which is all about play. It's all about play in order to release the illusion. It's all about the integration of magic as well for the purpose of liberation. So I know I hear people when they speak of dance and they speak of movement, oftentimes they speak of the liberating feeling that comes along with surrendering to the energy of movement. So is that something, I mean, something you can relate to?
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that. And I was really resonating with the conversation you were having just before with this idea that when you were talking about time and energy and time and space, particularly, like that's something I'm really interested in as an artist and as a dancer, because you can play with that, right? You can play with time and space and tempo and rhythm, and you can create in a non-linear way, but people can, in a way that sometimes you can't do when you're speaking or writing, but through movement and through how bodies are in time and space, you can create these, mm-hmm. you know, these different sort of parallel dimensions that are existing at the same time in the space or on stage. And I think that that's the fun part too. That's the play part too, right? Is that, and the magic part, and mm-hmm. and I think as an artist too, there's a responsibility there, and there's a real power that comes with that too, because you're able to transform, you're able to speak about things that maybe you're not able to just through words, or that it's not, for whatever reason in society, it's not safe to talk about certain things, or, you know, whatever. But through art, mm-hmm. you can actually do that, right? And I love that that idea too, that, you know, I read a quote somewhere that, you know, shamans are actors are shamans too. That's how it went. And it was talking about this idea that shamans were the earliest actors and dancers, right? Like shamans were the artists in the community that would, you know, be in sacred ceremony, be in circle, and reflect back to the community what was happening. And that could be through a masked dance or through storytelling or through, so they were that mirror reflecting back to the community. And I think that on a deep level, that's what artists do, right? We reflect back to society itself, mm-hmm. what's going on. And allow for people to feel, to think, to, you know, feel their emotions, to feel angry, frustration, happy, joy, whatever. But you it's a safe enough space that you can go really deep and actually make profound change through your art.
Absolutely. So with that, would you also, we want to talk a little bit about the events that you have coming up here in Vancouver, actually, as mm-hmm. of the 1st and 2nd of March. So tell us a little bit about what that is. Now that's concerning something very personal to you, right?
Yeah. So on this Thursday, actually on March 1st, I'm going to be performing as part of the Talking Stick Festival, which is an amazing festival here in Vancouver that's been running for over a decade now. It's it celebrates Aboriginal dance, music, theater, culture, and it takes place over 2 weeks. And so I'll be performing that night a piece that I've been working on, I mean, from the very first seed of inspiration, truly probably 5 years ago, when I was actually on top of a mountaintop in Peru, was when I first, you know, was given that inspiration. But the piece that I've been working on is called Before, Seven After. And I titled it that because it honors and acknowledges seven generations of Cree women in my mother's lineage. And this idea that you're always working ahead you're always working for the next seven generations, the work and the, mm-hmm. and the, you know, which is a sort of universal as an indigenous idea that everything we're doing is for seven generations in the future. So I played with this idea of time and space, and being an elder once told me that we are the, you know, the greatest dreams, the greatest wishes and desires of our ancestors seven generations back. They dreamt about us, right? And they dreamt about this time. That was their responsibility up to now of the seven generations. And then I start thinking about, you know, for my descendants who will come after me, you know, what am I creating for them? So the story that I'm telling through dance is about these women that come from the Moose Cree First Nation in Northern Ontario, which is when you get off the train, it says, welcome to the gateway to the Arctic. So it's just at the mouth of the Hudson's Bay there. And I traveled there for the first time 5 years ago with my mom. And she hadn't been home there since she was 16 with her mother, my grandma. And we just came back in November. We went back again to Moose Factory with the piece close to completion, and I brought the dancers with me, and we shared that with the community, and I brought the dancers home to the land that inspired the work, and now we're just getting ready to share that on Thursday night as part of the Talking Stick Festival here in Vancouver.
Wow, well, that's remarkable. I've had the chance to actually see it in its production and the rehearsal stages, and I just, as I told you all then, I mean, I was very moved and very, just very inspired, because I did feel as though I was transported to a different time and space by this dance. And then, of course, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to take us into a different world and reveal mm-hmm. to us an experience that maybe we haven't had before. And mm-hmm. so I really certainly attest to the power of dance And I'm very excited, as I will have the opportunity to actually be at the performance to come. So that's going to be very, very good. I'm looking forward to that. And tell us a little bit also about this. I know there's a dance company. You mentioned it briefly that you actually work with, a dance company. And I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it. I'll ask you to pronounce it.
Sure. There's two dance companies I work with. One is Raven Spirit Dance, which is a contemporary Aboriginal dance company, and we're curating these two nights at the Talking Stick Festival. And the other dance company I work with is the Dancers of Dam Lahamid, and they're a Gitsan dance group. But we have a lot of Cree influence, too, because the director of the dance group, her father, was a hereditary chief of the Gitsan Nation, and her mother is a beautiful elder, Cree elder, from northern Manitoba, which is very close to where my grandmother was from as well. And so we are producing a Coastal First Nations Dance Festival that really has its roots back to the 50s and 60s, but we've been doing it here in Vancouver for the past 5 years, and it'll be happening out at the UBC's Museum of Anthropology in the Great Hall amongst the totem poles there. It's quite magical, and we're going to be bringing in about, I think, a little over a dozen, maybe 12, 14 groups from all over the Northwest Coast up to Alaska down in Washington State, and it's really a celebration for 4 days of traditional dance and story and song, and the groups that come are beautiful, and there's a real sense of community and celebration and real pride for the work that we're all doing. And that, you know, it wasn't that long ago in Canada in the 1950s that it was actually illegal to do these dances during the potlatch band, which was from the late 1800s until the 1950s. And so you would be jailed if you were going to be dancing or drumming. Nobody was able to have a drum. So it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was in our parents' generation that they weren't able to do these dances. So to be able to see the dances strong again, and that they weren't lost. They were, you know, the elders speak about they were maybe sleeping a little bit, or they were, you know, there were ways that they had to be hidden, but they were never lost. Mm-hmm. And so now there's this revitalization that's happening in the First Nations communities, where there's just so much strength behind these songs and dances and the teachings with them. So that's what that festival really is about.
Oh, well, that sounds incredible. Sounds incredible. It's exciting just to have an opportunity to witness this happening in our lifetime, because as you said, it wasn't that long ago where these things were not allowed. And so it's wonderful to be able to be here and to experience these things. I want to ask, what's the best way for people to follow up? They want to learn more about you. Why don't you give us your website really quick?
Sure. You can certainly check. My website is www.starwind.com, which is StarWind.com. And then on there, you'll be able to connect in with what's happening at the Talking Stick and the Coastal First Nations Dance Festivals and all of those things. So that's a good way to get in touch with me. Yeah.
Absolutely. StarWind.com. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on Sound Synchronicity with me tonight. And I'm actually going to play a track from a brother from Peru, in fact, whom I met when I was in Washington, D.C. not too long ago, by the name of Ricardo Sanchez. And he has a track entitled Tiahuanacu. Tiahuanacu. And
so I was there.
Oh, well, hey,
very odd.
There we go.
I was just there in January. It's a very magical place. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, well, we're going to bring some of that magic through the sound waves right now. So thank you again for being a guest on Sound Synchronicity. I love you. I look forward to seeing things on the first. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Sound Synchronicity. I am your host, Makua Nankimi Ray. Here we go with Tiahuanacu, and you all have a blessed evening. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Aho.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity.